Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us at 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, with local news for Friday, December 30th. On Wednesday, a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter from the Port Angeles Air Station crossed the Canadian border to rescue a grounded sailor and two canine passengers. According to the Port Townsend Leader, Watchstanders in Seattle received a report that a sailing vessel had gone aground about 3 miles west of the town of Jordan River in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. The area is on the Canadian side of the strait, but the situation was urgent and the boat was being battered by waves. Air Station Port Angeles, located just 35 miles to the southeast of Jordan River, launched a dolphin rescue helicopter to the scene. They arrived around 1 o'clock a.m. Wednesday and rescued two occupants, one human sailor and one dog. They delivered both to shore at the Canadian Coast Guard's station in Victoria, B.C., where emergency medical services were waiting to evaluate the survivors. On Wednesday morning, according to information published in the Maritime Executive, the air crew flew back to the scene of the wreck to conduct an overflight and assess the situation. At about 11 a.m., the team spotted another dog on the shore in a rocky, isolated cove. They deployed their rescue swimmer to recover it and transported the dog back to rejoin its owner at the Canadian Coast Guard station. No word on the exact circumstances that caused the boat to run aground in the first place, but the Leader article went on to quote Lieutenant John Schultz, a pilot at Air Station Port Angeles, praising the officers for their part in the rescue. AET-3 Austin Marshall and AST-1 Lucas Wengren did a phenomenal job effecting a challenging rescue in the heavy surf as the sailing vessel smashed against the rocks, Schultz said. Their patience and technical expertise directly led to the safe recovery of the mariner and his two dogs. We are thankful for the happy outcome. The Coast Guard said the search and rescue mission was conducted in coordination with Joint Rescue Center Victoria. The deadline to apply for the Olympic Peninsula Small Business Boost Program that will offer free legal, marketing, and bookkeeping services to small businesses and nonprofits is tomorrow, December 31st. According to the Peninsula Daily News, the program, which is a joint project of the Economic Development Councils of Clallam, Grays Harbor, and Jefferson Counties, and Peninsula College, will run through June 23, 2023. The article in the PDN states that this program is supported by a Small Business Innovation Fund grant from the State Department of Commerce, dedicated to spurring small business innovation, recovery, and growth in rural and underserved areas around the state. This program is designed to assist small businesses seeking help with marketing, bookkeeping, and legal business structuring. Information on the Small Business Boost Program can be found at the Jefferson County Chamber website. Applications are being accepted online through Saturday. The two-week case rate for COVID-19 in Jefferson County is 392 per 100,000. The risk of COVID-19 transmission in public indoor places is high. At this level, it's strongly recommended everyone wear a well-fitting, high-quality mask in public indoor settings. It will be very important to keep caution in mind going into potential New Year's Eve festivities tomorrow night. According to Jefferson County Public Health, communities across our state and around the U.S. are experiencing an unprecedented surge in viral respiratory illnesses, including RSV, influenza, and COVID-19. The Port Townsend Leader ran an article on Wednesday detailing the strain this trifecta of respiratory illnesses is placing on local medical facilities. Public Hospital District Commissioner Keyes Kolf was quoted saying that patient volumes are rising again. We currently have on average 21 to 23 inpatients, and remember, this is a 25-bed maximum hospital. The Washington State Department of Health also urges mask wearing and staying up to date on vaccines during this surge. In addition to RSV and influenza, new COVID-19 variants are taking hold, and immunity from past vaccination is waning for many people who have not yet received an updated booster shot. The surge in these viruses has resulted in rising absenteeism in schools this fall, the impact of which extends to businesses, workers, and families. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening. Have a safe and happy New Year. And remember to plan for another federal and bank holiday on Monday, January 2nd, in observance of New Year's Day.